Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
A lot of drama over the past week. Exactly what you'd expect from the Indianapolis 500. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Everything is better with Bump Day. Not being a lifelong Hoosier and not having seen it until the last few years, allow me to say it again. Everything is better with Bump Day. The drama of somebody not making that race is amazing. And then the drama of Graham Rahal, after being bumped, being back in because of the injury to Stephen Wilson. There's more than just that story to the race. Doug Bowles is the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He joins us right now. You'll see him on race day. He's the guy in the suit and the tie. And while everything has been Graham Rahal centric, let's take a different look. Talk to me about, as people get to the track this year, what is different now that Roger Penske has had his chance to really put his thumbprint on the track that he purchased a couple years back? COVID is all over. What will people see this year that they haven't seen in years past?
Well, I think a lot of the things that they'll see, you know, we did in 2020 when we didn't have anybody here. So Roger said, let's just work, get some things done. The new stuff this year, a couple new video boards. There's some new asphalt that's actually, if you sit in turn one, you'll notice it when you're going to turn one, makes it easier to get in and out. New spectator mound for those GA customers who bring their 15 and under kids for free. That's inside oval turn four, which will be fantastic, I think. And then our TV compound actually moved outside the racetrack. So our midway is moved internally so that it's a little bit more accessible to folks. So I think those are the things they'll see. The biggest thing I think everybody's going to notice is just the crowd, again, is going to be an outstanding crowd, probably bigger than last year. And last year's crowd, in fact, I know bigger than last year. And last year's crowd was the best crowd we've had since 2016. And beyond that, the best crowd we've had in the last 25 years.
So we're going to see a crowd that rivals the 100th running?
No. We're going to see a crowd that rivals last year. We're still going to be, I'm guessing we're still going to be, you know, 10 or 15,000 below where we were on in 2016, but we're getting really close to that, to having that kind of capacity or those kind of numbers here in the facility again. And that's really just a tribute to how much the fans have just re-embraced the Indy 500. It's pretty amazing.
Before we get into some aspects of the race, one of the other things that we're seeing is some enhanced security, you know, being there over the past couple days. The metal detectors are out, and from every conversation, man, they will, if you've got a paperclip, they're going to pick it up.
You know, actually, they're really fantastic in terms of you can walk through with a cooler, and it knows that it'll know that the difference between your Miller Lite versus something that you shouldn't have. So we've been really working with a group called Open Gate that's really helping us do that. So you can keep everything in your pocket, walk right through, and it'll let things go that should be here. But if you try and get in with something you shouldn't have, it's pretty good about detecting those.
Talking to Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Now let's get into race day. Let's get into this weekend. First, you have been blessed with perfect weather. And in my 9 years here and 8 years covering the race, the first time I've ever been able to say perfect weather all weekend long. We've got Carb Day. We've got Legends Day. When do these activities start on Friday?
So Legends or Carb Day is, you know, obviously Friday is going to be awesome when we get cars on track at from 11 to 1 and the pit stop competition and music starting at 4. And you're right, I can't remember in my 13 years here at the Speedway a month of May where we've had such a great weather forecast so far out. So that's going to be fantastic. But on track at 11, I just encourage everybody to get here early. It just, they're only on for the Indy cars are only on track for 2 hours. So you want to be here for that. And then pit stop competition will be good this year. And then Bryan Adams concert should be an awful lot of fun, especially in this beautiful weather.
On race day itself, of course, much has been made of Graham Rahal bumped with Ray Hall, Letterman Lanigan Racing, and then the injury to Stefan Wilson, and coming in, being part of that team now at Dreyer and Reinbold, the sponsors moving over. Two things, Doug. First, is there an update on Stefan Wilson's condition? And then secondly, can you walk us through what it takes to get these sponsors to come together to recognize that the good of the race is the good for everybody, even if it wasn't how you intended it to be?
So on Stefan's side, I think obviously he's going to have to deal with the fracture that he has. And the hope was, last that I heard, is he's still hopeful that he can get out here on Sunday and at least say hello to the crowd, which we're really looking forward to. I've seen some of the posts that he's made, and he's certainly in good spirits, disappointed, obviously. The biggest challenge, I think, for getting Graham Rahal in Stefan Wilson's car was really less about sponsors, although that was a challenge, but more about the engine manufacturers. Honda and Chevy compete so fiercely with each other. They don't want anybody to know the difference in the mapping that they have, the way that they run their fuel saving, all the different things that they do to try and get that competitive edge. For Chevy and Honda to both agree that a Honda driver could drive a Chevy in the Indy 500 is a miracle. And it really does say how important this race is to everybody, that those two engine manufacturers could put their big differences and their competition aside and say, this is the best thing for the sport. Let's get Graham Rahal in this car.
When you talk to the fans about this, do they recognize how almost criminally insane it all is, how this is not something that is normal? And is this a sign of the times? If this had happened, I don't want to get into the cart days, but picture 20 years ago, 30 years ago, pick your time frame. Could something like this have happened between Honda and Chevy?
Well, so there was a period of time, Honda and Chevy have always sort of competed on the IndyCar platform back in the split days when they had a single engine manufacturer, which then more about the sponsors and the teams. So, but definitely I think it's a challenge to get people to work through all the differences that they have. So it is a big deal. And I think the great thing about it, I mean, you talked a little bit about the drama of bump day. I mean, we had the perfect bump day with Jack Harvey at the very last minute bumping out somebody to get in the race, and then having it be Graham Rahal, knowing how important this race is to Graham and to his family, and then 30 years from the time that his dad got bumped from the field. That storyline was incredible. And then to see it come full circle and Graham getting the chance to run the Indy 500, it's one of those magical stories that sort of comes up with, during the month of May and around the Indy 500.
See, Doug Bowles is such a gentleman. He didn't say to me, Tony, you forgot there was only a single engine in the day. Your comparison did not work. See, that takes a gentleman right there not to call me out direct. I had to call myself out, Doug Bowles. That's how honest we are on this show. Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. In the end, race day is going to come. You expect a very, very full speedway indeed. You're not a predictions guy because I don't think you can be a predictions guy. You got some family in this thing. You know, there's only so much you can say. But is there anybody up until this point has surprised you up or down, doing far better than you assumed, or you're really kind of fascinated by the struggles they're having?
Well, you're right. I do have family. So my stepson, Connor Daly, is in it. So if you ask me, who do you want to win the Indy 500, the stepdad in me obviously is rooting for Connor. But as the president of the Speedway, I think you're right. There's some really cool storylines. The Arrow McLaren team has been strong all month. Pato O'Ward is maybe the one in my mind, if you said you have to pick one, that I might pick that feels really strong. The two AJ Foyt cars, the way that they qualified, it'll be interesting to see if they can race like they qualified, but that was a surprise, I think, for a lot of folks to see Peterson and Ferrucci so fast. Alex Palou, almost won the race when he was competing against Elio Castroneves in 21. And last year when Scott Dixon had his speeding penalty, with Palou in sort of the same car, he could be really hard to deal with on race day. So there's quite a few of them. And it'll be interesting to see what Graham Rahal can do in Stefan Wilson's car. Obviously, Graham's car, he wasn't fast enough to get in the 500, but Stefan's car has been pretty good. So I think it'll be fun to watch Graham from last. And nobody's ever won from last place, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I appreciate taking the time to be with us on the drivehubler.com hotline. Look forward to seeing you at the track this weekend and on Sunday for race day. Coverage begins at 6 a.m. right here at 93 WIBC, WIBC.com.